Ed, take us through what was going through your mind there as you're driving there at the end of the game to tie.
You know, not to let them in the end zone. You know, to play great defense, you know, and get a stop. They made some plays. They made a play. You know, obviously, they made two good plays. And, you know, hats off to them, man. The Redskins played a great game. We played a great game, but too many mistakes.
And to have two games now end on the final play of the game for you guys. I mean, you guys have bounced back from tougher losses before, though.
Yeah, it helped us grow. You know, this helps us grow. You know, going through adversity like this, going through a tough loss, you know, playing against a tough team. You know, little guys over there, headache, man. You know, Morris is a awesome back in this scheme with Coach Shanahan and they're doing, man. It's an awesome scheme, you know. But once you get settled in, you can kind of pick your poison a little bit, you know what they're doing, you know. And but at the same time, you got to get lined up. You know, we have to do what we have to do to execute against their plays. And we didn't at the end.
Was that where the problems came in the passing game, defending their passes, where you just weren't lined up correctly?
Nah, it's just technique stuff, man, small stuff. You know, it's assignment, knowing your assignment and playing it to a T. You know, this is a game of inches. You know, football is a game of inches. You don't have time to be a step too deep, you know, when you're supposed to be underneath. Or, you know, eyes in the backfield when you're playing man-to-man as a safety. You know, so there's a lot of little things that we will correct from this. You know, we have to correct from this, you know, and, you know, we'll be all right.
Is there something you can pinpoint, though, in the games that you win, when you were finding a way to win, and now in these past 2 weeks seems to be finding a way to lose?
No, I wouldn't say we're finding a way to lose. We damn sure ain't looking for a way to lose, you know. But, I mean, this is the NFL. You know, this is a season we're going through. You know, like I told the guys, man, there's wins and losses in the season. You know, the most beautiful thing about this weekend, that this battle for the Beltway was won with the Redskins. They won the battle of the Beltway. You know, hats off to them. They played a great game. And, you know, the standings for us didn't move. You know, so this game was for Baltimore. This game was for Washington. This game was for Maryland, you know, the state of Maryland. You know, and it was a great game. I think everybody came out and got their money's worth. You know, obviously both sides need to make corrections. I'm sure Coach Shanahan, you know, and those guys will make corrections and go in there, you know, and fix what they did wrong. You know, obviously they won the game, you know, but we have to do the same thing, and we will. You know, we have practice tomorrow. We're going to go back and make corrections, figure out what we got to do to get ready for Denver. And that's where we at. You know, the standards and everything hasn't changed. You know, so this game is for Maryland, the state of Maryland.
And, Ed, you guys preached early in the season just eliminating some of those chunk plays in the passing game. You guys had done that since that point early in the season. How frustrating that they were able to make up to that?
Not frustrating at all, man. I mean, like I said, it's football. You know, it's a game. You're going to go through situations. We're all professionals. They're going to get stuff, too. You know, the game is played at a certain speed. You know, blood is flowing. So once you get settled down, hopefully you can make those corrections. You know, they made adjustments. You know, and like I said, they came in at a crucial time and made those plays at the end, you know, with the backup quarterback making those throws and quarterback, you know, keeper at the end, which we knew was coming. It's crazy. But, you know, we have to execute at the end of the day.
You expected that play because he was taking it, man?
Yeah, we was calling it, man, you know. But, you know, schematically and as players, we have to execute. We didn't execute.
Is it fair to ask, how do you beat Peyton Manning after losing to a rookie and a third-string quarterback the last 2 weeks?
Oh, we'll see, man. You know, Peyton has history playing against us, and we have history playing against him. You know, Denver is a good team, you know, and coming here after a few extra days off, you know, so it's going to be challenging. But, you know, we up for it. You know, we're ready to get back to Baltimore and get this train rolling the right way, you know. But it's going to be a hard-fought game against Denver. You know, because they're a great team, man. They got a great defense. A lot of guys I know over there, man. I respect those guys. You know, we have a lot of respect for Peyton. So, you know, I'm sure he will have a whole bunch of things in there that wrinkled after a couple of days of extra work. You know, but it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging from here on out because everybody's playing for something.
You said the schedule gets pretty tough for us, like Denver and Giants.
Schedule been tough. Are you looking at the Ravens' schedule?
Well, it gets real tough now. Teams are...
It ain't no tougher than it has been.
Is this team in trouble a little bit, though?
No, man. Ain't in trouble. Next question.
And you mentioned the lack of execution in some different areas of the game, some of the different plays throughout the course of the fourth quarter.
Just one play.
No. The defense as a whole, how would you assess that?
It comes down to one play, you know, of executing that play. That's all that matters. You know, the defense has a hard thing. We played great. You know, we gave up some yards, but that's football, man. You know, it's professionals. You're going to give up yards sometimes. You're not going to shut everybody out. You're not going to dominate everybody, you know. But we'll come back. We'll make adjustments and go from there. Thank you, guys.